proposing some new ideas tonight about the nature of reality. People becoming more phobic of things in our society and culture. It's like you talk about like the people who like don't want to meet the person who comes to like deliver them the food from like DoorDash or something like that. They're like they're phobic. Like they don't want to like have interaction with other people or something. It's like a phobia.
It's all about what they call it. Delivery something.
Well, but ultimately,
discreet delivery or something.
Okay, so there's like a terminology for it. But I'm saying that at the same time, it's kind of like a phobia almost, I feel like. You know, our culture is becoming very phobic. Because like we're just here, like trying to do our podcast. And
to the point where delivery drivers don't even want to be in contact with you.
Yeah, and that's just kind of phobic to me, though, is a thing. It's like, it's almost kind of like you don't want to have an interaction with other people. Maybe you're supposed to have interaction with that person, you don't know. And people are, like, too phobic to do that or, like, embrace it. Because it's like, really, we're developing, our culture and society is developing phobias for whatever reason. We're becoming very phobic. And that's why it's like even a terminology for it kind of now. And there'll be all kinds of other terminologies probably for other phobias that start developing.
Well, the virus kind of shoot all that in.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep, I agree. It made people more like paranoid and
not willing to contact other people.
Yeah, or have contact with other people, because really what the beast ultimately wants to do is it wants to have everybody in their own little world where it's like they are kind of cut off from everything and everybody. They're just like in their own world, you know, just like their own, like, where it's like a virtual reality ultimately. You know, where they're wearing the headset thing, you know? Uh-huh. It's like I just saw the commercials for, it's like they show all these movies where people wear big-time characters wearing headset type things over their eyes and stuff.
Oh.
To support this, you know, virtual reality.
Yeah.
You know, and for people...
Or this, too.
Yeah, for people to, like, immerse themselves in this, like, other reality almost, kind of, you know, by just putting on the headset. It's like, and they did this exact same kind of thing when they did those phone bracelets. A lot of women have phone bracelets, you know what I mean? I feel like, more so than men.
Phone bracelets?
Yeah, it's like it's a bracelet with the phone on it. It's like the Comlink from like Knight Rider. You know what I mean? You know women who like have those, they have their phone on like
a bracelet? Where is it in contact with?
What do you mean in contact with? It's just like a cell phone, but it's like it's a bracelet with like the same kind of thing screen like right here.
Oh.
But they did that. They showed commercials of that idea. Well, maybe it wasn't multiple commercials. Maybe just one or two. I don't know. But it was like they showed once again all these clips from movies and TV shows that showed people using something very similar to that kind of bracelet, the Comlink bracelet, you know, that like Michael Knight used. They even showed Michael Knight in the in the commercial wearing the Comlink and communicating with Kit through the Comlink. So it's just like this stuff is like real, and you know they're trying to impose this on us. You know, this kind of reality where I just feel like they want to immerse us into.
And they only want certain people, so you could not even be qualified to be in their program.
Who knows? Yeah, I really don't know. Yeah, all I know is that the phobia kind of reality is real. Because everybody's just trying to, like, They want to do what they want to do. And sometimes, like, other people are there before they can do what they want to do. And it's weird. It's like, it's an awkward kind of thing.
And phobia facts.
Phobia facts. I don't know. You know, I just think that there is something, like, kind of, like, weird going on, though. There's something weird kind of going on, I feel like, in
society?
Yeah, there's just there's something not right. There's something off, and that's what it's creating this stuff. Like, that's why it's creating these kind of things. It's like, it could have been, like you said, from the coronavirus. Could be a factor that's in play that's kind of causing phobias. And it also could be that there's also just like
they enforced social distancing, so
yeah,
that right there just makes you paranoid that you're closer enough or far enough from the person in front of you.
Yeah.
So instantly paranoid about getting close to people. And
yeah. No, that's true. I mean, it really is. And then that could be what is trying to domesticate us and force us into becoming awkward around people, you know? And that's really what I'm talking about. It's like, is there a phobic kind of thing going on where people can't even interact? And that's why people are always texting. It's text. It's like, you're not even having the communication with anybody anymore like you used to on the
people
phone.
People all greased up, they're lubed up. They never stop texting.
Yeah, and then once again, that's like pushing people more into their own reality, away, you know, everybody's in their safe space. Because that's really what the Democrat people want. They want safe space for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, no shaming, no.
All inclusive,
like, everybody's equal. Equal signs everywhere, LGBTQ flags everywhere. You know, just all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's no man or woman. You can be a woman today and a man the next, or, yeah, you know, just
like, whatever you feel like.
Yeah, it's total virtual reality, like whatever you want. What are you today? What are you going to do today? You know, like, what kind of phobias are you going to, like, have that's going to cause you to be a weirdo and not being able to interconnect with people properly? And I don't know. It's just something that I feel like is trying to address it, because it's going to help you, you know, I feel, to overcome. If phobias ever get, like, too bad, you know, it's like you were already, like, aware of that. Hey, like, our culture and society is headed into a phobic kind of state of mind.
Hey, from fads to phobias.
Ah, that's very good. Uh-huh. Like, title for the...
Yeah.
From fads to phobias?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Can you actually type that on your phone in your notes so we can remember that? I like that. Yeah, I think that's good. I like how that naturally comes out. Like, I was thinking on the way here to our spot, like, I was thinking about, like, Earth and, like, experiencing Earth. And I was just like, man, it's just like, what other reality would you want to experience that exists in the cosmos than, like, the opportunity to be alive on planet Earth? Think about that for a second. People take it for granted. Oh, I'm alive on Earth. That sucks. life sucks, life's a bitch, and then you die. But it's just like, whoa, it's just like, you're still able to exist in this, like, reality that is just really, like, might not exist anywhere else. Nice. Excellent. Yeah.
What are people supposed to do? I have a plan for myself, but my plan is very influenced by God and by my circumstances over the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know I need to meet the lady and start a family, because my old family's not gone, but they're out of the picture. Mm-hmm. I'm out of the picture from their life. So anyways.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things I think that is not something that the beast wants us to have either, is like, doesn't want us to have families.
Yeah.
It's not encouraging women to be family orientated.
Well, you're so long, you're way more easily manipulated if you're solo. If you have people on your side,
yeah,
then you're not as apt to fall, I guess.
Fall into the phobias.
Uh-huh. Fall into the fat phobias.
Yeah, but just ultimately see where the system is not promoting that kind of a concept. It's not promoting women to, like, be, like, good, like, wholesome women that are, like, gonna be
supporters of the mom.
Right, they're not promoting that kind of a woman, you know? Like, this is, and the Democrats are pushing that kind of an agenda for women, like, unfortunately.
They're promoting the bad bitch.
Yeah, see, they're, Hollywood promotes the bad boy, whereas the Democrats promote the bad bitch with the feminism.
Yeah.
And see, that's what it's like, of course, like, and you see that more and more, like, oh, guys that are, like, not getting married, like, the younger generations are not getting married.
Yeah.
Like, Generation X, millennials, you know, these newer generations, like, they're not for that at all. They're actually identifying as LGBTQ for the most part, I feel like, probably half of them. You know, so it's just, there is, and once again, that whole LGBTQ is the agenda of...
Why do they need LGBTQ plus fucking whatever? Why can't they just go as gays?
Because there needs to be a breakdown of, to give everybody their own special designation. Because that's really what it is. And see, it's exalting this because this is ultimately what the beast wants. It wants this reality that's being promoted by this generation, by this movement, by this, you know, whole political, social, science-based, forcing on the whole world, you know, like, really, I mean, as that this is what it's all about. And so, you know, we're trying to expose this as a part of the beast system, and how the beast is, like, not promoting men to be able to have
families.
Yeah, just really isn't. Does not want to promote.
Well, like you were saying, the beast can have way more of an effect on you if you're just Solo. And
or maybe it's vice versa.
In a way that goes all the way back to social distancing.
Yeah, because that's what the beast wants to do. It wants to have a social distance. It wants to keep us away from opportunities to even connect with women.
Yeah.
It all
anyone.
Yeah, all it wants us to do is connect with people online and have like fake online crap, you know, or whatever. That's just like meaningless, you know. Wasting our time with stuff that is like, once again, virtual fucking reality as opposed to real reality.
This is garbage.
But that's exactly what they're trying to do. We're trying to expose this, and it's creating phobias in our society and culture because it's messing with the whole fabric and framework of what we're supposed to be.
People think they can trust people on the other end of that line that you're texting.
But you can't, and that's the thing, you can't. And that's the way the beast wants it. It wants it to be untrustworthy. Not legit.
Every single person I talk to says something to the tune of me trusting them.
Yeah, because it's just a lie. It's just a sham and a scam. Like, I mean, this whole...
They want to know that I trust them so they can pull the scheme.
Yeah, that's their whole first, like, step in the process.
Earn your trust.
And then...
Suffer the consequences.
Yep, suffer the consequences of being deceived by a hustler. A liar. Yeah. Thou shalt not bear false witness. That's another thing. The Bible says it's one of the commandments. Thou shalt not bear false witness. How many people are bearing false witness out there?
Yeah.
Lots of people. About who they are, you know, their intentions.
Are there any that are not doing that?
That's the question. That's what just like, do you really even open yourself up to the cyber world of... Like, I remember this song by Helford, where he talks about loss in your cyber world. It's just like, it makes me think about it right now, that song, cyber world. You're trapped inside your cyber world.
Rob Halford?
Yeah.
Is it him?
Yeah, he's a homo. He's a part of the agenda. He's an agenda pusher. No doubt about it.
I don't know how these people like him ever got my man. How can you just be a rock star faggot?
Be exposed. I don't know. He had a loophole somehow. I don't know. I don't really know. See, some of these people like John Elton and stuff... They got, like, they've been able to keep... He's another one. They've been able to keep in the, you know... But now's their time to shine, you know? Like, all the stuff that they've been standing for...
Yeah.
Ever since, it's like, now it's like...
You won. It's
you won. They won, dude. Like, really, in a way. They're like, they were hardcore before it was cool to be hardcore. You know what I mean?
They've done everything now to where made rules and so forth to where gays are not only accepted but
exalted.
Encouraged and exalted.
Yep. It's a complete ass backwards reality than it used to be, really. Because that's ultimately the direction that the beast was headed. The beast was headed in that, like, chaotic, entropy kind of way, you know, of decay. Where it was trying to suck us into this, like, dark reality. Bring us down. To degrade us. To create the phobias. Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's hardcore. Fuck your feelings.
You're too effing sensitive. You grown that way, and now it's out of control.
Yep.
Your head trigger.
Yep. And like, how did this happen? Like, how did people become so easily butthurt? Makes me want to have another hit of this pin. Maybe this will give me the answer.
Those things are full answers. That's what they were invented for, to bring light.
Clarity.
Through their marijuana ingestion.
Ingestation period?
Is that a word?
Inhalation? Yeah, it's like deals with like the formation of the baby in the womb. Gestation.
No, ingestation.
Yeah, in this case, you're inhaling, and it's an ingestion of inhaling intoxicant substances.
Which is, of course, good for your brain. You should know this right now.
Yep. And this will help you to give you the proper
insight.
Yep. Into determining
your future. Your pathways, your destiny.
Should.
If you want to believe in that kind of thing.
Yes. Do. And we're using it to try to help us here. And to making sense of why people are too easily sensitive and thin-skinned. Why is it that people want to be so easily feeling uneasy or
persuaded?
Yeah, or insecure, or why, so easily. It's just, to me, it has to do with people's self-righteousness and ego.
To me, they're too considerate of those things that you mentioned and not of the greater good, which I think there's only a small percentage of people who care about the greater good of everyone.
Yep.
Which is how everyone should be, but they're not. They're selfish.
Well, I think that that is definitely an idea of the New Jerusalem, what you're talking about. People being concerned about the collective whole's, prosperity of everyone, looking out for everyone's best interest as opposed to themselves.
More village time.
Yeah. And that's, I think, that, that is of that kind of way. Whereas the way here is the way of the beast. It's the way of the mark of the beast. The way of the enforcement of that. Like in the last episode, we're talking about the beast is creating phobias, potentially, in our society and culture. It's also creating insecurity complexes in our society and culture as well, which are potentially leading to, leading to people being
destruction.
Yeah, and being easily butthurt as well. Just like failure, really, right, is what it is. It's this ultimate failure. They're leading people into a failed way of life.
Not only are people sensitive, but they're sensitive to failure. So, like, a little thing can just
ruin their lives, they go kill themselves.
It ruins you.
Yeah, people, like, literally people are taking their lives over stupid little petty shit. Stupid shit. Yeah, someone says online, I'm going to kill myself now.
Earthly stuff.
Yeah, seriously, like, what is, like, suicide all about? It's probably based off of bullying. It's based off of people making certain comments that fragment their ego, that tear it down, and...
I think the only thing that I would consider suicidal to be suicidal is someone had evidence that there was no God. I'd be like, fuck it.
Yeah, if there's some kind of compelling evidence that did, like, but who would be a legitimate source to present that kind of knowledge?
Question.
Yeah, who would we trust to present that evidence? I don't think we could trust anybody, and that's why ultimately everything is goes back to the faith factor.
Yeah.
And that's why it made me think of the quote in Star Wars, your faith, what did he say? Your lack of faith, what did he say, dude? I find your lack of faith, what does he say? Darth Vader. I can't remember it, but it's just like, yeah, it's really what we're... Yeah, he's just basically saying that your lack of faith, like, you know, makes me sad, essentially, you know? He says to some guy, he has to do this, like, sorcery thing to him, where he, like, causes him to, like... have a, I can't breathe or something. Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he's like mocking.
He uses the Force.
Yeah, he uses the Force. And some guy was mocking Darth Vader's, like, belief system, though. Like, he says, oh, you're a sorcerer or something. And he's like, your old ancient religion is, like, outdated and stuff. And then he starts, like, choking him with like sorcery, and like the guy's like,
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he's like, Darth Vader really like is actually promoting like a cool, yeah, he like actually says too, like, it'll give you clairvoyance. Yeah, you think that ancient religion will give you some kind of insight or clairvoyance or something like that, and right when he fucking starts saying that to him, like, Darth Vader puts the spell on him. Where he starts choking, and he's just like, Darth Vader's like, oh yeah, so you think my religion is like is worthless, huh? I'm about ready to kill you right now.
With my mind.
Pretty much. But what's cool is what they mention is the clairvoyance issue. It's the clairvoyance, because clairvoyance is the ability to have combined the soul and spirit as one.
Yeah.
In harmony. And that's what creates clairvoyance. And so, obviously, Darth Vader was highly clairvoyant and was highly, like, had interconnected the soul and the spirit together, which enables you to tap into the Force and be able to utilize it more. That's really what it is. It's like the whole Star Wars idea is really occult. Like, it's just nothing but the occult. They're teaching the occult just like Harry Potter's teaching the occult.
Yeah. They're
teaching the concepts of the occult. The concepts of the occult are embedded within the whole framework of the concept here and there. There's little hints and, you know, I believe, like, little suggestions and, you know, that are kind of like, it's kind of code language. It really is, I think. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy once again, but this is the stuff that's going to help you to come out of the sensitivity. Because you're going to be solid in the soul and the spirit being connected. And that gives you, like, the security. It gives the security blanket where it's like, oh, when you understand that reality and understand that way of life, it's just like, that's like, that's where it's at. You know what I mean? And that's what insecurity comes from. That's what, psychologically, that's what it comes from. Insecurities are all byproducts of people who have not aligned the soul and the spirit together in harmony and unison. And what is that? It's just really just like a sound mind. That's all it is. It's nothing more than that. But if you have a sound mind, you have power. You have abilities to do certain things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to bring out. We're trying to bring out, you know, this idea. Trying to bring out this idea of phobias, trying to bring out the sensitivity of our people and our culture and society.
Breathe out.
Yeah, they're, you know, just very sensitive to, like, you know, easily
exposing, you mean?
Yeah, exposing this flaw in our in people, you know, in their character and stuff. Yeah. They're easily butthurt. Over like petty little things, almost to the point of suicide.
Yeah,
but it can, a little petty, you know, sensitivity can lead to a suicide.
Yeah,
and why is that? It's because they're insecure. It's insecurity. Uh-huh. And why are they insecure? It ultimately boils down to a derangement of the psyche.
Well, I think being insecure has a lot to do with the information that's being pounded into you.
Yeah, and a lot of the information that's out there is, like, negative. It's like propaganda. That's confusing you to begin with. Uh-huh. Not to mention the propaganda that's in your mind and, I guess, yeah, on social media. There's a couple different factors at play. Don't you think?
Yeah. Your social status has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But why do people hold that in high esteem? Social status in high esteem? Once again, it's because potential insecurities. You know, or it's just like they need validation through social media or something. They're not secure enough in themselves. In their walk with the Lord, whatever. They're seeking, like, security through the opinions of others. Ultimately, I think. Let's see, this is of the beast. The beast's whole system is about humanism. It's based off of humanism.
What is it of the beast?
What's that? What is it of the beast?
Yeah, Jesus.
It's true.
Jesus, pretty much.
Yeah. His ideas. Yeah. It's kind of funny because I was, like, watching John Wick 3. And I was just thinking to myself, I was like, man, this is crazy. Because it was just, like, there are so many just, like, digitally remodified or, like, you know, whatever you call it, where they're, like, you know, messing with the graphics and stuff through digital kind of manipulation, you know, where you can see people, like, getting killed, you know, by... crazy, you know, they can, you know, manipulate it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Kinda.
Like, they can create people that don't even exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's just, so, when I watch this John Wick 3.
People or things in front of the green screen, which is, you know what the green screen is?
No.
This is a green screen. You stand in front of it.
Yeah.
And you can make it look like you're standing on Mount Everest or a waterfall or a green screen lets you portray like...
It's another virtual reality type thing.
Kinda. Well, yeah. Kinda.
Yeah. But that's essentially what they're doing in Hollywood. They're creating this stuff that isn't real. in their movies, you know? Like, having these people killed at, like, point-blank range by knives, like, getting knives shoved through their, you know, their head. You know, it's like, it literally looks like this is really happening, you know, like the way they're digitally creating it, you know?
Yeah, lots of it's a green screen.
Yeah, it is. It's a green screen type concept. Just like they're showing people, like, getting, you know, their heads, blown off by at point blank range. Like, all these people, dude. It's like, I couldn't believe all the people that in John Wick 3 that, like, literally... were getting their fucking heads blown off at point blank range. I was like, I was tallying them all up. And then they got to the end of the movie, they got to the 12 gauge, and then they started blowing people's heads off at point blank range with the 12 gauge, and it was just like splattering heads, dude. It was just like, this is so graphically violent. It's just like, literally, like, whoever created this movie wanted to make it as like graphically violent as they possibly could. I just don't think it's that positive.
It's a culmination of their depravity and fucking anger towards the world.
They just want to see everybody get their head blown off at point blank range.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just negative, though, ultimately. I just don't think, like, watching all these digitally created images of people getting their heads blown off, like, there's probably about 75 people getting their heads blown off at point blank range in John Wick 3. I was like, I just don't know how positive this is to be taking this in.
Maybe not for teenagers or kids in school, kids period.
I think anybody, period, is just not positive at all, dude.
Yeah.
Because what I found is, like, coroners used to say that when people were killed, it's just, like, they usually find, like, maybe, like, one bullet in them or something they were murdered with or something. But then they started finding that, you know, people were getting, like, more bullets pumped in them, you know, like, instead of one or two, it was, like, 7 or 10 or 14. It's just, like, the attacks became more violent, according to coroners, of people that had been murdered in the big cities and stuff.
It took more force to bring down a motherfucker.
Or things that got more violent through movies like John Wick and stuff. They upped the ante, so it's just like, where before somebody would just shoot somebody once or twice, kill them. Now, you know, they want to pump them, you know, like John Wickham.
Bullet.
Yeah, just like an execution style, you know, just like it's more hardcore and, like, vicious, you know, because why? Hollywood is, like, making what's, like, more crazy or acceptable through, like, showing people these kind of images.
Yeah.
People's threshold of violence is more higher now. They don't want to just shoot him once or twice. They want to shoot him 10 times or 14 times.
What I was going to say is, I feel like people know that you can survive a bullet wound these days pretty easily.
Yeah.
As long as it's not in one area. Major organs in your head, you probably survive.
Probably, you could. Very well.
I survived.
Yeah.
And the shit I was found crumpled up in the ball in the way back of my car.
Oh my gosh, dude. How the heck did you get...
my station wagon.
You know, how the hell did you get, like, back in the car? Is the question.
Who knows, I was knocked out and fucking in a ball in the back of the car.
Dude, how'd you go from hit a tree and then fly back to the car?
Coo-coo-coo, I slammed on the ricocheted me back.
Wow. That's crazy, dude.
And I didn't go through the windshield.
Yeah, you would have thought you would have gone through the windshield, but instead you went backwards.
And I had no seatbelt on.
No seatbelt on. My God, dude.
Yeah, I'm here, though.
Hey, and we're here doing the podcast. Post coverage. How's everybody doing?
We don't really have a plan. This is kind of...
off the cuff? Or whatever it is.
I think it's cusp.
Cusp? Off the cusp? Cuff? Something like that.
Now you got me confused. So I don't even know.
It doesn't really matter because it's like a word that isn't spelled properly. People still identify the improperly spelled word as the word that it's supposed to mean.
Regardless of spelling.
Yeah, they understand the insinuation of what we're trying to say, that basically we don't give a fuck right now. And that's just fine. Because we've done our 2 episodes of quality for the night. Got mobile in the car. Went to a nice location. Hung out. Somebody's trying to take our spot from us. I seen them drive by going one way, and they were like driving real slow, like to see if we were, if someone was in the car. And then when they saw that there were people in the car, like they like sped off. And then I see them like come back later the other way. And they're, I don't know if they're looking at us or not, but they definitely wanted that spot that we were at.
They were covetous.
They were covetous of our spot, yeah. They were mad. It's in my spot! Yeah, gotta get there first. It's nice to just listen to the music.
I do like a little BT.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really just letting it flow organically. Like in the first episode where we ended up getting the idea for the title. I felt like that was good. It's a nice organic kind of manifestation.
Comes naturally.
Yeah. Just really came naturally, and that's what people, I feel like they need. They need the natural stuff. They don't want the teleprompted.
Well, because they're so detached these days, they don't have anything to look forward to except how real we are on our podcast.
Trying to be. Yeah, it's really trying to have something to offer. Really, that's a word. A lot of people are being entertained with a lot of nonsense. They're opening their
lots of obsolete subjects.
Yeah, like John Wick 3 that I was talking about. I mean, how graphic it was. I mean, it's just like people are just getting killed execution style through digitally enhanced images, you know, over and over again. It's just not really the best, like, of
stuff to be taking, allowing your time and energy to be absorbed into.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're a sadist, like, in the watching people, like, suffer all kinds of crazy deaths over and over again. Or you want to be absorbed into something that's going to help make you a better person, you know? That's not going to make you a better person is the thing. Absorbing in that is not. Don't you think?
No, I don't think that can make you a better person. I don't think that if you went positive, you could. I think it's all just kind of up there.
It really is. It's a decision of going in one direction or another. People have a decision to go one direction or the other. They can either go negative, they can either go the John Wick 3 way, or they can go the ANC podcast way. They can either absorb into all the negativity of life and the nonsense, or they can go dreaming into the other realm of positivity and hope and overcoming the mark of the beast.
True joy.
And that leads into the New Jerusalem. Like we're talking about in the last episode. You're talking about, you know, what is in the best interest for the collective all, you know, everybody to prosper. You know, what is that? And I said, like, that was the New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That concept that you're trying to bring to light is a lie, is really not good here. Like, that kind of idea, oh, everybody prospering in Jesus Christ and the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven, lame. You know, that's what they're thinking. Not cool. We'd rather see John Wick 3. You know what I mean?
Murder some people.
We'd rather see people getting their heads blown off at point blank range with a 12 gauge over and over again.
Than something real.
Yeah, then something real that's gonna like help us lead us to eternity. An eternity of like able to balance ourselves in harmony with like rules and regulations.
I just don't think we're gonna have that much physical changes happen. Our bodies are already so advanced for like all time.
Kind of, yeah. And that's really what I feel like. We really are. Like, mankind has really broken the rules of everything in this day and age. Yeah. And has, like, almost catapulted man into the ability to potentially live forever in these bodies.
Yeah.
If the environment were, you know, able to, like, help them to live in that kind of, that way, I think it's possible. It's just like when, it reminds me of like when the Israelites were roaming through the desert in the Old Testament, seeking the promised land. And God allowed their clothes not to wither, and they were never found with any sickness for like 40 years.
Four?
40 years.
40?
Yeah, as they roamed through the desert or whatever it was.
40.
Yeah, their clothes didn't wither, or like they were just like preserved.
That's crazy.
They were preserved. And I think like that's really what the New Jerusalem is gonna be. It's like people continuing to live and live and live and defy the odds, defy the laws of nature. I think that could potentially be what the New Jerusalem is. And it's just mankind just gravitating into this, naturally gravitating into this other direction of what's positive, you know, what's, like, good. Like we're talking about, you know, you can either go in the one direction or the other, the positive or the negative. You know, yeah. You can go the John Wick or you can go the New Jerusalem way, you know?
Yeah.
And the people who go in the New Jerusalem way are just gonna, God's just gonna preserve those people, like, for whatever reason. They're gonna defy the odds, I feel like. It's like even somebody like you, Riley, like, in your position, like, you just keep on living and doing your thing, serving God in your way or whatever. I mean, and you just, like, continue to keep living, you know? It's like, defies the odds. People are like, this guy should have been dead a long time ago, you know? You shouldn't have even have lived after the accident. But it's just like, you just continue to defy. And that's what everybody's going to be doing, potentially. I don't know.
At some point, yes.
There has to be a defiance where, like, what's taking place is contrary to science, it's contrary to, doctors or whatever, you know? It's just, we're alive, we're living, continuing to live without any sort of diseases or ailments. Our clothes are, you know, not withering. Or whatever, you know, it's continuing to live. Find a way.
I don't think that goes for all your clothes. I just retired the shirt.
Yeah, what shirt was that?
It's getting a little thin.
Yeah, what shirt was that?
RVCA shirt.
Okay. I remember that one, yep. So that one is, got
86th. I think it's 25 plus years old.
Yep, might be time to retire
that one. Getting
thin. Yep. I understand, yep. Yeah, so we'll see what happens here, you know, in regards to some of these ideas. It's about defying. People have already, like, tried to defy and break the rules already with all kinds of different kinds of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're defiant. People don't want to be content. It's being normal, status quo. They want to rise to all kinds of crazy levels and everything.
I know in their prideful.
Well, yeah, because to do something crazy is an act of pride. You know what I mean? It's an act of arrogance to some degree. It's like, I'm going to, you know, defy everything and everybody. And
be crazy.
Yeah, it's be crazy and do something nuts. Some people end up dying. Yeah. They don't make it. I think that's, get too crazy is not wise. It's not using wisdom. Because wisdom wants to, I feel like, help you to make the wise decisions in all things. Is getting crazy, doing something really far out, wise? Or is it just crazy? And just for the stroking of your ego, if you were to accomplish it.
Yeah. I think that's what I lived for years until I had my new awakening.
Yeah?
Which happened after I was injured.
You never know when you're going to have that. What's going to prompt it?
Wasn't even that long ago, actually, because there was a period of time where I was kind of mindless and careless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were in the John Wick 3 mode. As we call it.
Yeah.
Just nothing but violence and insanity and chaos and craziness and... yeah, we're really being imposed that kind of a reality. Everybody's being imposed that kind of a reality upon them, you know? We have to, like, somehow come out of that, I feel like.
Yeah.
It really is. So, I know exactly what you're talking about, and there's a lot of people that are right there with you right now. And unfortunately, like, that kind of, like, John Wick 3 lifestyle could, like, cause, you know, like, severe ramifications, you know? It's like, trying to push that bar of the being crazy and doing crazy, like, feats of strength and stuff, of whatever, could catch up with you, you know? Just, you never know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's defying. It's just trying to defy everything, you know?
Oh, dang it. The car just started.
It's okay. Oh. I didn't know you started it.
I did. It has a mind of its own.
Really?
Yep.
Alright, we're good to go. We're back. We're live from the car.
From the Night Industries 2024 reality.
Back at ya. We're coming to you live. And we have had a couple beers. And we're very interested in telling some stories that you're interested in.
Well, maybe they're interested. Who knows what they're interested, people are interested in. I hope they'd be interested in it.
Oh, what do we have?
Well, it's the super hole today.
The super hole.
We're boycotting the super hole today.
It is the super hole.
It's the hole. It's the black hole that, like, absorbs everybody, and
it's obsessed by the NFL
and Taylor Swift, because of course she's
sucks off NFL players.
Sucks off. Well, it is. Not a good thing, you know, so we're boycotting it because it's just not a good thing. It's just not really positive because it's the mark of the beast. I really believe the Super Bowl is the mark of the beast.
Well, it leads to it.
Yeah, well, think about it. The Super Bowl is trying to force everybody, both small and great, free and bond, all over the world. There's probably people in prison that are bond right now that are, like, watching the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah.
Probably from, like, a flat-screen TV somewhere in, like, a...
In prison.
In prison with, like, a bunch of other people. Like, everybody's both small and free and bond is, like, being forced to watch this. They're being forced to, like... If you're not watching this, it's... You're not normal. You know what I mean? It's just not normal behavior.
I feel that way, but I feel that my family and friends look at me like that. But on the other hand, I feel like they don't give a shit. They're so detached from it, nobody cares what I'm doing anytime, and that's probably because I told everyone to fuck off at one point, but I'm kind of liking my freedom.
Yeah, that's fine. Sometimes you gotta tell people to fuck off, and they're probably more interested in the Super Bowl right now than they are in you.
From what it sounds like. Were.
Well, because these people are being forced to be more concerned with stuff like the Super Bowl. The Super Black Hole of the Mark of the Beast. sucking people in, dude. Like, I don't know what more to say. Trying to sit sucking people, being it's forcing the suck people all into this, and now they got Taylor Swift.
We'll name it the Super Gape.
Super Gape. Super Gape. It sounds like Super Gate, like one of the spying of the New England Patriots. Or Gatriots.
Or Frankie Mason call it Super Gate.
I like Super Gate.
Super Gate.
Or no, Super Gapes.
Gape.
Super Gape. Super
Gape.
Super Gape. It's the Super Gape 58. Super Hulk.
Super Gape.
Uber Ape. Or Uber Gape.
Uber Gape.
Uber Gape. Something like that, I don't know.
Anyways.
We're on camera and we're feeling a little different right now. We're a little awkward. It's a different kind of setup for us, but we're trying to adapt to the norm. Kit just turned on. We also have a third member here, a silent member. He just blinks. We'll kind of actually show you him real quick. Let's see if we can actually do it. Yeah, there he is, right
there.
Got it. So there's SOS. Hey, Kit, can you say hi to the SOS? See the SOS? There's two lights that blink there, and when Kit wants to communicate a yes or no answer to us, he actually... Oh, there he is! He's blinking! Yes, he just gave us a yes! Just like I said, when he wants to give us a yes or no answer, he blinks red to green for yes, and hard red, which is right here, for no. So, he's our silent member. He just activated. He's letting us know he's here and in the mix with us. This is a paranormal podcast. Oh, he just blinked again. He just blinked a no. He's like, no, this is not a paranormal podcast.
I don't think it is.
So he'll be chiming in every once in a while. There we go. Oh, yeah. Much better. Now he can actually see us better. Okay. We're still adapting to this new reality.
Format.
Yeah. But that was cool that Kit activated on that one. We're in the Night Industries 2010 here. 2010. It's got artificial intelligent capability, as we just demonstrated. Kit said yes.
Matt Lexus is named Kit.
Yeah, we call it Kit. We're getting license plates that just say K-I-T-T. Night Industries 2000, but... We have to change that, though, because it's Night Industry. We're not Night Industries 2000. We're Night Industries 2010 on this car. It's a 2010.
Well, you call it Kit, I call it Lexus.
Well, the car company that it is Lexus. Yeah. Correct. That is the correct way of describing it. If people ask you, like, what kind of car you drive, you're not going to say, I'm Michael Knight and I drive Kit. You know, like, they're probably not going to. Let's see, what we need to do is, like, when Kit responds, we need to, like, bring it in so people can see the response.
But if you're, like, I'm driving an 89 Firebird, then you're pretty rad because they don't make those cars.
Yeah, if you're driving, yeah, it'd probably be... in pretty good condition, too, I would imagine. Too.
For who?
Well, if somebody's driving that car still to this day, like, that car's probably in pretty good condition.
No,
it's a piece of junk.
Indeed, it's been well cared for.
Yeah, like, it's got the collector's car plates or whatever it is. Yeah, we got those special designated plates here. For the collector's cars, you know, after they're like 30 years old, I think they're eligible for collector's plates.
That just fucking sounds weird because I'm 42, so I can get collector's plates for my ass.
Collector's ass plates. I mean, he's walking around like, I'm over 30 years old. Yeah, what's up?
I think that might be the title. Ass plates.
And the ass man, dude, from Seinfeld. When Kramer gets the mix up on the plates and he gets the proctologist's plates and he's got ass man for his plates. We're not going to get the ass man plates, though, for
Kramer did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're not getting ass man plates for the Lexus here, though. Oh, Kit just said yes. He's like, Kit, oh, man, dude. Kit just did a red to green, dude. Dang it, that was... We need a quicker, as I'm still learning, dude. I gotta, like, get it here. Also, like, oh, he's speaking. They saw it, though, dude. Like, I'm telling you, like, they saw the red to green blink, dude. Like, right when I, like, asked it, I was, like... I made a comment, and it, like, it interacted, and that's why this is legit AI or something, or it's possessed, or our car is, like, seriously possessed by a spirit of some kind.
By the fucking Lexus.
The Lexus spirit.
That sounds too good.
Oh! It just said a red to green. You just saw it. It just confirmed what Riley said. It's too good. And then it did a yes. It was chiming in, dude. It just chimed in, dude, that's again.
Awesome.
Right on time, dude. And that's what it does, dude. That's what I'm saying. It's, whoa. Back on track here. Oh, another one. Oh, that was a no. That was a red. It's like, get back on track here. And it just said no. Why did it do a... See, that one, it just said a red. It said no. This is Paranormal Podcast. Paranormal Podcast action right now, dude. We're here in the Lexus. Night Industries 2010. We're getting some severe artificial intelligence through the SOS here.
Severe thunderstorms, really?
No, it's no thunder. It's just raining. Do you want to turn that light on back there?
I'll light off.
You want a light? How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
A little bit of light. It's sun down here. We're just trying to capture something here. In the mix, we're talking about the Super Hole. Taylor Swift's there.
Taylor Swift Super Hole?
Super Gape.
Taylor Swift Super Gape.
Taylor Swift Super Gape.
Sure, Super Gape.
That's funny. Yeah, dude. Show her Super Gape on the halftime with Usher in a skirt. Do you see what Usher's wearing, dude?
No.
Usher's wearing, like, seriously, he's, like, transgender.
Oh, no.
Transgender, dude.
Oh, that's despicable.
He, like, literally look like a woman. He's, like, got this LV on his, like, he's, like, wearing, like, a blouse. And then he's got, like, a skirt. He's got, like, leggings, like... A Catholic school.
What's wrong with Hollywood?
Dude, I hate to see it. It's probably the halftime show right now, and like Usher's gonna be there all transgender.
Transgender?
That's from South Park. That's what Cartman calls it.
Okay.
Hey, dude, I'm only quoting South Park here. Don't sue us, please.
They make the rules.
Yeah, South Park makes the rules. If they make fun of you, like, you're on their show, like, your career's done, dude. It's the curse of South Park, dude.
Well, I don't know if it's a curse or what. It's just a thing. I mean, if...
A phenomena that happens?
Well, yeah, something like that, because if they get mentioned on South Park, then they're probably... a big deal.
Yeah, well, they are a big deal, and that's what they're doing. They're kiboshing big, high-profile celebrities' careers when they make fun of them on their show. Just like what happened to Tom Brady, or Tom Brody, as we call him on ANC.
Tom Brody, I forgot about that.
But they put a curse on a Sons of Witches episode on the Patriots. And, like, right after that, like, the Patriots were, like, no longer.
Uh-huh.
Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So they, like, literally... And now, ever since Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers, they've sucked. The Patriots have sucked. So, like, South Park put a curse in that episode, like, actually on that episode, on the Patriots. And ever since then, the Patriots have gone to shit.
That is some wild shit.
South Park, don't fuck around with them. They'll fucking curse you in their episodes.
That's Matt Stone and Trey Parker will have your bottom.
They will. Yeah, you'll be having the ass man plates on.
Ass plates for days.
You'll be having to wear those things. Those diaper plates. Yeah. Doing good though here. We got
the cameras up.
Yeah, there hasn't been any activity from Kit here recently, though.
We got bears going.
We got artificial intelligence going here in this hybrid. Because it's a hybrid. It's like, you know, it's like part reptilian, Illuminati. It's an Illuminati car. Oh, it just did a no. It said it's not an Illuminati car. Because I asked it, I was like, this is an Illuminati car, and it just said no. It just said no to us. You saw the red. The hard red was a no. If it's yes, it goes red to green. You saw the red to green too. What can I say?
And we're all about the car's intelligence.
The car is intelligent. These cars are intelligent. They really are. They're Merkabahs. Merkabah is like... When you see these things in the sky, these aliens, you know, these orbs and stuff, sometimes they manifest multiple orbs at a time, sometimes myriads of them in the sky at a time. There actually is, that is called the Merkabah, that light, and then there's actually a being inside of it that's probably some kind of alien. Yeah, and the aliens... they just transport themselves wherever they want to go in the Merkabah. And the Merkabah is one with them, just kind of like the car is one with us here.
The Merkabah sounds like some African tribal fucking...
It's not, it's Hebrew. Merkabah is... it's Hebrew for...
African Hebrew.
African Hebrew, yes. No, there actually is such a thing as African Hebrew. There is African people that actually are part of the line. No, there is. There is, like in Ethiopia and stuff.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, in Ethiopia there's Jews. There's Jewish people. Did you lose your thing?
Yeah.
That sucks. Bear with us here. Wardrobe malfunction. Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction here on the Super Hole. Yeah, we're starting to lose light here.
Maybe.
We're becoming more faint.
Maybe that's the name.
Huh.
Super Hole.
Super Hole? I almost feel like we've done this before for the Super Hole before. We've used that before for some reason. People might have to check the archives. We're definitely losing steam here, losing light.
Oh, good.
I don't know. You're becoming more faint. You're becoming more of a shadow figure in the back.
Uh-huh.
The light is shining on me, and like you're kind of in this dark place here. See, like there's light shining in my window, so it's like illuminating on me, but. Not on you so much. Because of what you're wearing, too. We can turn this on. Oh, yeah.
That helps you.
Helps, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll
technical difficulties.
We're figuring it out. We ask you to bear with us here.
We'll bring you along for our journey, for our podcast journey.
That's right. And after all, who else has, you know, got artificial intelligence communicating with them in the car, giving them yes and no answers? What other podcaster has got that kind of mojo going for them? I can't even see you anymore, Riley. You're literally fading into obscurity here. You're fading into obscurity.
This is so creepy.
I think, can you make sure we got that? Did I just fucking get rid of it? Please tell me I didn't. I just hit that red button, is that right? To stop it? Should be right there, right? Oh my gosh. There it is. Is that the whole thing right there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We got it.